you bow down.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at know Jesus as your healer. We need to know Him as our healer, as we know Him as our Savior. And there are a couple of things that we need to learn to do in order for our faith to rise and to be effective. And so what we discovered is in 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says all scripture has been given by inspiration of God. So when people try to say it's written by man, you need to realize that God inspired mankind to write down the scriptures the way He wanted them. Mankind might have penned it, but God is the author. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible because He gave man the inclination, the instruction, and the anointing to write down what He wanted written down. So we want to look at this today and understand there are five things that you actually have to do in order to get your faith operational. And the first one is you need to hear, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Continual hearing brings faith to you. Hearing the Word of God is that faith that we need to get in our lives so we can get that faith effective. Let's pick it up right now.
And I'm going to give you just very quickly the 5 points on what you have to do. Now remember this, you got to know God, but here's what you got to do. Number one, you got to hear the Word. You're hearing the Word today. Number two, you have to accept that it is God's Word. Because a lot of people say, oh, well, that's just a book written by man.
But 2 Timothy 3:16
says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. 2 Peter 1:21 says, prophecy of old came not by the will of man, but holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said? So 2 Peter 1:21 says, prophecy of old came not by the will of man, but holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. So the Bible was written and penned by man, but inspired by God. God is the author. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible, not man. Not mankind. Of course, if mankind was the author, it would just be another book. But God is the author. It's a spiritual book. It's life and death. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it goes in and it changes situations in a person's life. Can you say amen? So I have to make a decision and accept, yes, this written down in here is God's Word. Many people can't accept that. And then they'll also say, well, it contradicts itself here and there. You can't show me one place where it contradicts itself. And you can't show me one place where God didn't heal anyone who came to Him in the New Testament. And so you got to make sure, I'm not contradicting it. I'm not denying it. I don't believe mankind wrote it. I believe it's the Word of God. So I've got to accept that it is God's Word. Number one, I have to hear it. Number two, I have to accept it is God who said it. So until I heard, you need to be saved, because John 3:3 says, and I believed and I accepted it as God's Word, I was then able to take the next step and put action to my faith. Because faith came by hearing, but faith without works is dead. I accepted it and I put action to my faith and I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Can you say amen? 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says this, and we also thank God continually, because when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, when you received the word of God, which you heard from us. You accepted it, not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. I mean, that's the NIV translation of 1 Thessalonians 2:13. I'll read it to you again. This tells you exactly what I'm saying. We also thank God continually. This was Paul writing to the Thessalonians in Thessalonica. We also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you are hearing the word of God from me today. Are you going to receive it as the word of God? Look what it says. When you heard the word of God, which you received, or which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is actually at work in you who believe. You see, when you believe the word, you accept, you hear the word, you accept the word, it starts working a good work in you. He which has begun a good work in you is faithful to complete it until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is really a powerful, powerful thing. I've got to hear the word. I've got to accept that it is God's word. Then I have to make a decision. I heard it. I accept it as God's word. Now, here comes step number three. I have to choose to believe. I have to choose to believe that word that I heard. Hebrews 3:19. Out of the Amplified says, so we see that they were not able to enter into God's rest, the promised land, because of unbelief and an unwillingness to trust God. So we see that they were not able to enter into his rest, the promised land, these are the Israelites, because of unbelief and an unwillingness to trust in God. Excuse me. That's the Amplified translation of Hebrews 3:19. The Passion Translation says, it is clear that they could not enter into their inheritance because they wrapped their hearts in unbelief. They wrapped their hearts in unbelief. I choose to believe it or not. And if I've chosen to believe it, then I'm going to do something else. But you've got to first hear the word. You've got to accept that it is the word of God. Then I've got to choose to believe or unbelieve. I've got to choose to believe it or not believe it. Because if I've heard it and I accept it as God's word, now I still have the choice. I've heard, I believe it's God's word. Now, or I accept it as God's word. Now I have to choose. Do I believe what he's saying? And the best way to get to that place is to get an intimate relationship with God. When you've got a relationship with him and you talk to him and you're driving in your car talking to him and at home and you communicate, you've got intimacy with God, you will learn to believe God. You will know how much he cares, how much he loves you, how powerful he is. You will know it way better than just reading it. You see, a lot of people know about God, but that's where it ends. They don't know God. You see, we know the written word, but do we know the one who wrote the word? That's a big question. That's a real question for you to answer. We know the written word. We read it. But do I know the one who wrote it? Because he's the one trying to lead my life and guide me and direct me. That's powerful stuff. Can you say amen? Let me just tell you something. Unbelief, I call it a blessing thief. Unbelief is a blessing thief. Because look what he says here. He says, it is clear that they could not enter into their inheritance because of unbelief. What's my inheritance? God's told me already. He said, I'm a joint heir together with Christ, and whatever God has is mine. Well, God is the healer. My inheritance is good health. Come on. Good health. That's my inheritance. Prosperity. My inheritance. Peace. Joy. Protection. Direction. It's all part of my inheritance. For God came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. That's my inheritance. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. all of them. The inheritance that we have as children of God covers everything you're ever going to need. But you've got to hear, you've got to accept it's God, and you've got to believe it. Can you say amen? Amen. And this is really the basics of what we do. You know what? Someone said, do you know what you're seeing when you watch two championship teams play for a title? What you're watching is the masters of the basics. Masters of the basics. Those ones who stick with the basics get to the finish line. Here, faith comes. Accept, it's God's word. Believe, and then I'll do something else. But you got to stay with the basics. I play golf, I've mentioned this before, and sometimes I forget certain things and I lift my head before I hit the ball, and then I miss the ball, or I skin the ball. Or I don't keep my left arm straight and I miss the ball again. The basics are left arm straight, head down. That's it. That's it. And if I forget the basics, I'm in trouble. These guys that are in these huge teams in the Super Bowl are masters of the basics. They still got to remember to throw that ball, and they still got to remember how and how. It's the basics. The basics. Block your defense, block your guards attacking, get your defense going. There are basics that they have to learn and stick to. If I stop marking someone and I'm defending and I stop marking him, he's going through for a touchdown or a goal. The basics are you stay on your man. You mark your man. Have you seen it? They're running and he's watching his guy and he's running and grabbing his shirt. That's the basics. And so these are masters of the basics. Come on. And that's what we should be in the kingdom of God. He says, you guys should be on steak, but I still got to give you milk because you haven't even mastered the basics yet. You're still in us fighting. You're still not doing things the way you're supposed to. You still don't step out in faith. You're supposed to be eating broccoli and steak, and I've got to give you milk again. Isn't that what God said? Because you haven't even mastered the basics, and you've been a Christian for 30 years. You're still fighting whether to tithe or not. Master the basics. Master the basics. That's funny, isn't it? Think about that. Amen. Okay, so the fourth thing, we saw you got to hear, then you got to accept, then you got to choose to believe. The fourth thing is you've got to act. You got to act. You got to have corresponding actions. And that's James 2:20, you all know. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? He calls a man who's got faith and not using it foolish. That's the New King James. But do you want to know, O foolish man? Faith without works or corresponding actions, faith without works is dead. It's useless. So what comes by hearing? Faith comes by hearing. So we all got faith. You were here last week. You were here the week before. We were here on Sundays. We were here last night. Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday. And we hear the word of God. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. And we're all fed with faith.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
In June, it was a week of miracles. God moved, and our $30,000 income shortfall was filled up. On October 5th at 7 a.m., our fall prayer and share begins. More miracles? We wouldn't be surprised. Tune in and join us.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from